Bad Vibe. Die Bad Vibe. Die Bad Vibe. Die Bad Vibe.
Hopefully now this doesn't sound like shit. For those of you who don't know, we just tried to stream a minute ago. Shit went awry. A lot of shit's gone wrong trying to do this show today.
Not because you're running it, TJ.
Well, a lot of it ain't my fault, man.
Jesus H. Christ, TJ.
I mean, this wasn't even supposed to be tonight's show, dude.
Who runs the show?
Paul pulled research for the wrong show.
Who?
That is true.
X-Split fucking crashed.
Who runs the show, TJ?
When everything's going fine, me.
We look to you.
When something
for
goes wrong,
TJ.
It's either you or Paul that fucked
no,
up.
No, TJ, you are the leader of the show by your own proclamation. Therefore, TJ, the leader must take the responsibility. Yep.
I don't agree with that.
When there
the leader always finds a good scapegoat. That's the mark of a true leader.
You should
leader.
Have already done that because I already blamed you. See, I'm smart, dude. I'm a smart scapegoat. I place the blame where it belongs at your feet.
Boo.
The feet of TJ.
Boo, I say.
As usual.
Yeah, hey, you knave!
I didn't abandon hope last night, and at the end, fucking X-Split froze, and when I had to go to Task Manager to shut it down, and then when I opened it up today, all my settings were fucked, and yeah. I didn't check the audio settings, and so it was recording from the camera that's shooting Paul and Scotty.
Good job.
Which is
great
just
sound quality
a camcorder
camera,
in the middle of the room, so that didn't do too great for
came
audio.
Out, came out real well. Not that our mics are usually all that great anyway, but whatever.
Slightly better anyway.
Slightly better than that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, whatever. So the first thing we probably should announce before we get into shit is that Scotty is dying of cancer. Maybe. I don't know. Could
yeah,
be.
Dude, what if I am
you never
now,
know,
TJ?
Yeah, you never really know.
What the
you
fuck,
never
dude?
Really know.
You're a piece of shit, TJ. I'm dying of cancer.
What an awful thing to bring up, TJ.
I know, right? I know. But anyway, the 24-hour show, a lot of people have been wondering where it's going to be, when it's going to be, all that shit. We are doing it on July 6th, Friday, July 6th, from noon on that day until noon on Saturday, July 7th.
Holy shit.
So we got a 24-hour block planned out for you. It's going to be a spectacular to end all spectaculars.
A spectacular.
And you know, tonight's show is on Elder Scrolls, and we wanted to get Stevie in here and because he's a big Elder Scrolls player. So we're like, hey, Stevie, you know, we know you want to promote your channel and all. Why don't you come on down to Deep Fat Fried, talk some Elder Scrolls?
Unfortunately, Stevie said he was at a bar drinking.
And then Stevie's like, I'm busy shaving my balls or whatever fuck.
Shaving my balls.
Oh, man. He said he was at a bar, dude.
Oh, you're trying to give him cover. All
right. Yeah,
I'm
trying to give him a little cover, man. He said he was drinking, dude.
He said he was shaving his balls.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right. He was shaving his balls.
You know, and then, dude, since Stevie didn't come on the show, let's punish him by saying embarrassing shit about him. Because there was a moment when me and Scotty looked at each other the other day and burst into laughter, and it's because Stevie had said this sentence. I got to give you some context. We were looking at these. He was making one of those stupid aluminum balls that you see on YouTube, the polished aluminum ball. You know, you polish
made out of
it enough.
Foil.
Yeah, you know, it's made of foil and shit. And you just, you know, you polish it up against stuff, and eventually it looks smooth. And, you know, Stevie's dad, my stepdad, Steve, is like, why don't you just pour the, you know, aluminum into a ball-shaped mold and you have the same thing, only be better. And Stevie said verbatim, word for word, he said, the aluminum ball is for those men who lack ability with the forge and are not prone to smith work. Me and Scotty just like looked at each other like, what the fuck did he just say?
Me and Scotty.
Looked at each other. And we each said,
ha! Fuck is wrong with you, Stevie?
Stevie got all butt hurt. He's like, brothers, why has what I said vexed you so?
Verily
I say unto thee, what was unusual about my manner of speech?
Does the way I speak displease thee?
Nothing, Stevie. It's totally people talk, dude.
Stevie's like, I speak from times long past.
That's why Stevie would have been perfect for this.
I know.
He could have just been an Elder Scrolls character.
Stevie had your fucking chance, dude. You had your fucking chance, Stevie.
But you know what? Just to show how nice and how generous we truly are, I think we should still promote Stevie's channel.
Yeah, let's do it.
What's the name of this? What's the name of this?
Under Creations,
it's Under Creations.
Find a Stevie blog, dude.
Yeah, you gotta, we're gonna cover a Stevie blog now.
Yeah, we weren't planning on it, so I don't have it pulled up, but why not? You know,
fucking pull it up, dude.
Under create, is this it? Let's see.
It probably
it has
is.
Like a green logo.
Yeah, yeah,
that's it.
Cool, cool. So what do I pull? A vlog?
Yeah, just find something you know reasonably short that we can take a look at.
Here's one. This is called Welp, I'm Bored.
Okay,
let's do it, dude.
So let me move
Welp,
it.
I'm bored.
Let me move it into the fucking forefront here for you. I'm just going to go ahead and full screen it too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm full screening it. Yeah, I'm going to. Give me a second, you fuck.
Yeah.
This is one of the fucking classic videos from Stevie's top tier channel.
Something smells unusual, like some sort of presence. I sense something. Rebel, do you smell them? What's that? The demons? Go get the demons. They're at the door. They're at the door. Get the demons. Go. Go. Get the demons. Go. Go. Yeah. Kill the demons. Kill the fucking demons, Rebel. You fucking pussy. I'll do it myself.
Whoa.
Masterpiece.
Whoa.
Master
fucking
piece.
Did he kill the demon?
I don't know.
Here, Stevie. Beautiful views.
It is pretty beautiful.
Stevie in Tennessee.
Are you video?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I come to the mountains to find myself.
It's beautiful.
Those who are
I am a man of the mountains. Their majestic beauty washes over me.
It pleases me so.
The mountains are for those of us who are prone to trips into nature.
Land of diversity.
I don't see any black people there.
Whoa.
Yeah, where's the diversity?
I don't see any diversity at all.
It all looks green to me.
Not one POC in this frame.
How is this channel not blown up yet, asks the chat. I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know.
Ben. Okay, so we're at one of the entrances to the Appalachian Trail.
So anyway,
I just wanted to show this to everyone.
Go check out Under Creations.
Starts in.
Well, you got. He does gaming content. We're doing a gaming episode. Maybe we should show them some of his gaming content.
Has he played any Elder Scrolls games?
Something.
Why don't we see? Why don't we? I'll search. Let's find out. Damn it! Where's the fucking search feature on this?
I know he's played Dark Souls.
Yeah, that's that's kind of medieval-y. Yeah.
Here we go. Here's Stevie playing Dark Souls.
That's Hello, everybody. Need. Welcome back to Dark Souls Prepare to Die Edition. So in order to save y'all's time, I just ran my ass all the way down to the depths. The Tomb of Giants, I think it... I don't fucking remember, but here's the ladder that...
here's the ladder!
...that a commenter told me about, like, a long time ago. That's how I'm supposed to get into the actual tomb, I think. So,
right. There's
actually a small side quest I could do.
Check out my brother's gaming channel, James you love.
Just one person. Shortcut ahead? What shortcut? There's a shortcut? Hold on. I'm exploring something new here.
Let's just go midway through. It's the same. Okay, there we go. He's fighting something.
Oh, he's fighting, dude.
Yeah, he's fighting a dude.
Oh, shit.
Damn, he just blasted.
Damn, he's fucking Stevie up.
You think Force will work on me? Bitch, I got some of the best gear.
All right, my gear is the best. My gear is top tier.
Stevie has the best gear.
So Stevie's channel is Under Creations. I'll go ahead and blast a link to it in the chat here.
Yeah, we can put one in the description too of this.
And I will go ahead and add one to the description of this video.
Yeah, go subscribe to Stevie. You got to see what he's up to over there.
You guys got to go, cuz he refused to be on our show cuz he's a fucking piece of shit.
He's a prima donna at this point.
Yeah, he just thinks he's too big to be on Deep Fat Fried now that his channel is so successful.
Yeah, it's blowing up.
You know how it is. You know, they get famous and all of a sudden they don't return your calls
anymore. You're fucking famous now, buddy? Good for us?
Yeah. Gotta go check out Stevie.
Stevie's channel. The classic channel of the great and powerful Stevie. Damn it. What am I doing?
Master of the aluminum ball.
The aluminum ball is for those of us who are like not prone to the fires of the forge.
Who are prone to the fires.
The flames of the forge do not call my name.
Another thing Stevie will always say is whenever. We always talked about that. When you have a conversation with Stevie, like, he'll always be like, whenever. Whenever I was doing this, whenever I was going here.
That's another Stevie-ism.
That's a Stevie-ism, whenever.
Yeah, bitch. So all hail Stevie.
Yeah, check out Stevie's channel. Harass him. Do whatever you want to do.
Seriously, are you guys dicking around? What?
What?
I'm not going to validate that shit with a response.
You say that.
Let's talk about the meetup, gentlemen.
Yeah, so one more thing before we get to the actual shit we came here to talk about, I guess. The meetup happening in Los Angeles, CA, California, motherfucker. Going to be happening on July 21, 2018. It's a 21-plus event. Doors open at 7 if you're a VIP. They open at 8 if you're not.
You're a fucking pleb.
The VIPs, they get some free swag, and they get to hang out with us before the show.
Hand job from TJ.
And then the regular general admission people, they come in, we do the show. Marshall Manson's going to play a set, play songs like Salty Paul, Round as a Ball. You know, and then, play some other bullshit. And then we're going to fucking take the stage. Paul's going to tell a story. I'm going to do some game show shit. We're going to do some deep fat fried fucking goodness right there for you. Big live show. And then we're going to get off the stage after you probably pelt us with tomatoes and boo us. And then we're going to hang out with you and we're going to drink and we're going to eat and we're going to smoke and we're going to snort lines of fucking coke off each other's assholes. It's going to be fucking beautiful.
I don't want to snort any coke off of your ass.
Shut up, Paul. You're going to do what you're fucking told.
Damn, dude.
Anyway, it's happening July 21st. Anyone who's not there is a piece of fucking reprehensible human garbage. By the way, VIP tickets. There are only 14 VIP tickets left. There's only 14 left.
They're going like hotcakes.
They are almost gone.
Yeah, we've been selling them pretty quick, so.
So if you want your VIP ticket, the window, it is closing. And remember, that's where you get to come in early. And you get to hang out with us before the place gets too crowded, and you get some free swag, and you get us to sign your shit, take pictures with you, all that good nonsense. Remember, it's like VidCon, except it doesn't suck.
TJ in the bathroom.
Yeah, VidCon that doesn't suck. I like
it. It's like a VidCon that doesn't suck and where you can get drunk and do drugs.
Sweet.
Yeah, so that's what's happening.
That sounds like a VidCon I'd go to.
Exactly. It sounds like a VidCon you are going to. With the only YouTubers worth a shit. And by the way, Stevie, the Stevie, will be there.
Whoa.
Stevie will be there. And for all you guys who horn dog and perv out on my mom will also be there.
Whoa. Shit.
So you can stare at her from across the room creepily in person. Wow.
That's fantastic.
Wow. Wait, I'm the only one not wearing sunglasses. Okay, I guess I'll put some sunglasses on.
Yeah, get your shades on, bitch.
I don't want to be the only one not wearing shades.
Kind of less cool now.
Fuck you. Anyway, also, I guess there is one more thing we have to shill before we actually get started. But, you know, whatever. Just going to quickly say, Patreon, Pessimist Productions Patreon. We got a $5 perk. We got a $10 perk. That's all we have. And it's all explained in great,
hideous
detail. Right here, you got
long, read about it.
Detailed explanations of all the shit you get. And believe me when I say that we will give you more stuff than any other fucking Patreon on the face of the goddamn planet.
Yep. If there's a Patreon that gives its fucking patrons more than us, I'd like to hear which one.
You know what?
One.
Go fucking sign up for that one then.
Someone just said TJ has 1994 class retard sunglasses.
Those are pretty, like, Oakley type sunglasses, dude.
Whatever, dude.
Douche bro.
Whatever. Man, you guys are fucking douchebags. You don't understand
PC
me.
TJ.
You don't understand me, Paul.
All right.
Enough about this.
Any
bullshit.
Fucking goddamn way. We're here to talk about, thanks to Paul's fuck up, Elder Scrolls.
I mean, whatever, TJ.
Elder Scrolls.
This is a show that needed to be done. Because I got a sad fact to tell this audience.
What's
These
that?
Two gentlemen in here with me never really played the Elder Scrolls. What the fuck is wrong with the two of you?
I don't know. Just got no interest in that faggot
you know
ass
what, Paul?
Bullshit.
I'll respond to Paul. Busy getting laid, Paul. Guess we know what you were doing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was playing the Elder Scrolls.
While me and Scotty were pounding the puss, Paul was fucking around in Skyrim or whatever
there,
the fuck.
TJ.
Yeah, while you guys were pounding the puss, I was saving Tamriel. I was becoming the fucking savior of Tamriel while you were pounding the puss.
So, Paul, you're the only one that's played this dog shit series of games, so why don't you tell us a little bit about what the fuck it's all about.
We got to know.
So, The Elder Scrolls is made by Bethesda.
Boring. Worst episode ever.
Oh, no,
my God.
Episode.
All right, cancel it.
Canceled.
This is over. This episode's over. Go away.
Bethesda Softworks started out as a company that made, like, sports games and some action games.
Sports games?
Yep.
I never knew that about Bethesda.
Yep. In the 6 years from its founding to Arena's 1994 release, Bethesda had released 10 games. Six of them were sports games. They released Hockey League Simulator, NCAA, Basketball, Road to the Final Four, Wayne Gretzky Hockey.
So a bunch of generic shit, basically.
Yep. Those earlier ones, a lot of them were just text-based, too. So it was like a simulation where you were the manager of a hockey team. And then they also made the PC Terminator games, or about four of them. I pulled some video from the first and the last Terminator game that they worked on.
You did?
Yeah, you can mute these, by the way. We'll just talk over them as they go.
Oh, thank you for telling me how to do that, Paul.
Well, I figured you needed a little help.
You know, I figured you need a little help pulling the proper fucking episode, Paul.
Just trying to help you out there,
Chief. Yeah, I need a little help, TJ.
I don't need your fucking help, Paul. I never did.
I think you do.
I never did. Never fucking did.
All right, then play the video then, TJ.
All right, I will.
You fucking
Let's play
failure.
The fucking, let's
you
play the faggot ass video.
Failure.
All right. All right, let's play it. You know, I don't give a shit, guys.
You don't give a shit, TJ?
All right, you guys will be able to hear it, but the audience won't be able to, just right. like the last episode.
All right, fair enough.
We're special.
So, yeah, this is the Terminator, released in 1990, and these screens look kind of promising. But once the game starts, you'll see how...
Oh, this is badass, dude.
Yeah. So, very rudimentary first-person shooter game. You know, you could buy...
Ooh, first-person shopper.
Wow, dude.
Awesome.
Let's go shopping.
Yeah.
So, do you need a splint? Oh, a vaporizer. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, a first-person shopper game.
A heating pad.
It got a lot of flack. If you can skip ahead a little bit, TJ...
No, I'm riveted by this shopping scene.
Get out of the goddamn shopping scene, TJ.
I don't know. I like this shopping scene. It's pretty cool.
What's that? Oh, I can't buy that. Nope, can't buy that.
I'm pretty invested in this. This looks way better than any of the fucking... they should have stuck with this.
Yeah.
Antibiotics, you need those.
rather than that faggot ass Elder
acid?
Scrolls.
Yeah, why does he need antibiotics?
Yeah, he's a fucking
Terminator.
Whatever. Okay, so here's some actual
quote
unquote gameplay going on here, I guess.
So it was hard to find good footage of this game. In that bottom left hand corner, there's this red box. And if he were to shoot somebody, you would see them die in that red box.
Hold on, I want them to hear the actual sound of this game.
Sure.
Doop, doop. It's like weak farting the game. Doop.
Yeah, it's just like...
it's just like a bunch of little
very
farts.
Very slow, but you gotta understand, nothing like that really existed at the time. And you could get in cars.
Yeah, all right.
So it's like GTA.
All right, cool. Now I can run some people
over.
Yeah,
you just
shit,
stole
dude.
The car. And for whatever reason, the car goes about the same speed as he does.
Okay, yeah, run these people over.
Right. So this was Terminator from 1990. Let's take a look at Skynet from 1996.
Yeah, this game is fucking atrocious, dude.
It is pretty atrocious.
You know, and Bethesda never got any better. So that's
this is actually the best game they ever made, if you believe it.
So here you go.
This is
Skynet!
1996 Terminator Skynet. Skip ahead a little bit because there's like an intro and bullshit here.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun,
get into the gameplay. So this is more like a Doom type clone.
Yeah, FPS. So
but it was
around.
Pretty good. I've actually played this one for a Doom clone. Pretty awesome. Great voiceover right there, by the way.
Find the complex.
Find the complex. Search it for everybody inside.
Well, they can't hear the voiceover.
That's
so.
Fine.
He just took down a fucking Terminator drone with a shotgun.
Yeah,
he's
you know.
A badass, Scotty.
He must be, dude.
He used his Terminator targeting protocol to hit it in the one weak spot that would blow it up.
I mean, it is kind of cool to explore the concept of, like, the dystopian future, you know
yep.
what I mean?
It was set in the after the fall of humanity, during the machine wars. So it's a lot of fun. You can see in the smart gun there was kind of a HUD that comes up. I don't know. It was a first person shoot, but this is what Bethesda was known for: sports games and this. That was, of course, until 1994, when they released their first Elder Scrolls game, Arena, which I think we got the box art for that. I want to ogle the box art for Arena, TJ.
Yeah, I do too, because it's pretty fun. So let's just pause this shit here and look at the box art.
Damn,
dude.
Excuse me while
holy diver. Dude, this is fucking awesome.
Hubba, hubba, hubba. Holy shit.
Damn.
I mean, what better way to fucking fight your way through fucking hordes of enemies than scantily clad?
She must be, yeah, I was going to say, she must be an awesome fighter. She ain't got a scar on her, and she's not wearing shit. So the Elder Scrolls Arena first started out as kind of an action game. They thought of it like a gladiator game, where the idea was a series of fights. Where you and your team of gladiators would fight another team of gladiators, and if you win that, you move on to the next one, with the ultimate goal being to win the championship. And as they went on, in between the fights, they started to add these little side quests and shit for flavor. And as the development of the game went on, they started spending more and more time on the side quests and less time on the arena combat aspect, until they all kind of realized, we've made an RPG, guys. This is not an action game anymore. This is a role playing
game. Can I ask you
game.
A question?
Sure.
Why does the logo look like it says Bethesda?
Bethesda.
What's on Bethesda?
Yeah, it is a pretty bad.
You want the Bethesda?
I think they combined the T and the H in Bethesda back in the day. It is a pretty bad logo.
Bethesda.
So are there four classes of characters, I'm guessing, or is that just for the box art?
The character, there are four different kinds of, I can't remember exactly what they are. It's been a long time since I played Arena. You could pick different character classes, but it became basically all about the side quests. It retained the Arena aspect in that your character starts as a slave that's being forced to fight in a coliseum-like arena.
Sure, a gladiator.
Basically. So you're a gladiator, right? And you're it starts with you in prison, which is something that runs throughout all of the Elder Scrolls games from here on out. You always start as a person who is in prison, needing to escape. So I think I pulled some gameplay from Arena, so we can take a look. I think it's kind of interesting to look at. You can see their other work in it. So, first person based, you can see all the different provinces of Tamriel here that have shown in the other games.
I mean, for 94, it does look pretty expansive.
Yeah. Those of you out there in the audience, which pretty much everybody except for the two of you, this is actually Whiterun. So it's a major city in Skyrim, and this is Whiterun in the first Elder Scrolls game, Arena. So kind of cool to get a look at that. Let them hear the music too.
All right.
Because it's not a very noisy game. It's very medieval. But this type of thing where you can wander around in a 3D environment and do quests and talk to people, there really wasn't anything like that out there. This game was pretty hugely ambitious, but it was kind of plagued with problems.
It does look glitchy.
Yeah, the first problem was they missed their Christmas release date. They wanted to have it out for the Christmas season in 1993, but they went over time. It didn't come out until 94. And,
is this the map?
This is the map of just Whiterun.
Oh man, this looks like really it'd be really hard to navigate through this thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, once you get used to it, you can make little notes on it and let you know like where the shops are.
I mean, you need these kind of pioneering games to get these later games that we're used to. So I kind of see like the inspiration. So, man, I played a little bit of the Elder Scrolls games, but you can tell this is definitely the technology where the graphics just aren't there. Their ambitions are really exceeding the technology.
Yeah,
at this point.
But I mean, you can see the Elder Scrolls here. You know, you can see Morrowind and Oblivion here. You can see the beginnings of it. And when it was released, it was horribly buggy, which led to it selling very few copies at the beginning.
Well, yeah, this battle scene, I mean, I barely realized we're in combat.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, this is about the best you got. You know what I mean? Especially for 3D. It was horribly taxing on people's computer systems back in the day, which made it, you know, not accessible.
A lot of people were hearing that fucking fan kick on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was just like, you know, a slideshow for most people. And like I said, it was buggy. They eventually fixed it, and slowly but surely, by word of mouth, it became a commercial success. The initial distribution was only 20,000 units. Also, if you want to go back to the box art, TJ...
Yeah, I'm just not going to fuck with this music because even at the lowest possible level that it allows me to play it, they're saying it's way too loud.
All right, so. That's fine. Yeah, just keep it
so
muted.
I'm just not going to fuck with music, so just whatever.
Yep.
But yeah, we got the box art. Oh, you want to go back to the box?
Yeah, go back to the
box art for Arena here?
Yeah, for Arena. Because this was a source of controversy, too. A lot of retailers didn't want to carry it because of the bikini-clad porn star on the front.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, so, you know, a little moral panic or whatever. But it was kind of a cult hit. Not necessarily a smash hit of a game, but it, you know, garnered a cult following.
Well, I mean, Bethesda had never really done anything like this previously. So they weren't a big game studio. This probably was kind of just like, I mean, it seems to me like 20,000 units. I mean, that doesn't sound like it's very many. So this is probably...
No, it wasn't.
I mean, it's in probably a handful of stores in major cities.
Yeah, specialty shops, like, you know, computer game shops.
Yeah, like something like, yeah, well, you're going to order it. Like, yeah, I want to buy it. At this time, you know, like 94, it's like, yeah, I want to order, you know, Elder Scrolls Arena. Like, all right, we'll have it in 2 weeks or something.
So 2 years later, fans got the next Elder Scrolls game, the Elder Scrolls Daggerfall, which is the first one I've played super extensively. Arena is pretty hard to play.
I will say the box cover art went down.
I've actually never beaten Daggerfall either.
Yeah, how do you go from this hot ass bitch to this fucking
lame?
Well,
like,
I don't think I think they wanted to not have it.
Dude, this looks like a
sales.
Rejected like Iron Maiden album cover. Dude.
Have it impact their sales? I'd be way more likely to buy a game with a fine ass bitch on the front than this retard.
The logo is way better though. Look at the logo for Daggerfall versus Arena.
I mean, who the hell's looking at this shit when they got this bitch down here?
Well, you got a point.
You can really tell. This is like when, I've seen most of the boxes.
I mean, it just looks like a shitty metal band, you know?
But this has definitely served as kind of a template for the future of, like, the box art for the games.
Hey, they're no longer Bethesda either. They fixed their logo. That's good.
So, Daggerfall was... Arena was way more, like, just rote fantasy shit. It was very, very derivative... You know, basic fantasy stuff. Daggerfall was way more complex, had multiple outcomes. There were multiple ways you could go about solving the different side quests. So a lot of free and open movement, a way better character generation and skill system in this one. You gain skills in Daggerfall by using them, which is kind of a cool concept for the time. The more you do something, the more of that kind of character you become. So it rewarded you for role-playing your character.
It's interesting. So, like, Arena basically starts off as not even really the games that people grew to love. It just started off as, like, kind of a generic game, and then the development went a totally different direction. And this one really kind of set the stage where they actually made the game that they didn't even intend to make the first time.
Right.
So that's
they
why
started out with an eye towards making a big, giant, expansive, open-world RPG, and that's exactly
what they
made.
You told us something really interesting. You say it's, like, the map is roughly the size of like Great Britain
yep.
or something.
A lot of people still argue that Daggerfall has the biggest game world in the history of games. There are a few others that people say might take the taco, but for Daggerfall to come out in 1994 and still be a contender for the biggest game world ever created shows you how ambitious this game was. Daggerfall realized a game world the size of Great Britain. It was filled with 15,000 towns
That's
and a
crazy.
Population of NPCs of 750,000. So that's just astronomically huge.
How the fuck did they even pull that off in 1994?
You ask me. But this Daggerfall is a game that is marred by the fact that it's too big for its britches. It's too ambitious. It wanted to be too much, and the technology wasn't quite there yet. If you want to pull up some gameplay and we'll take a look at it.
Sure.
Looks pretty similar to Arena. You'll notice a little graphical improvement, little UI improvement.
But for the most part,
you can look in
just,
multiple
you know.
Directions as well. In Arena, you were just, you know, your four cardinal directions.
Oh, I mean, this is definitely already more fluid. Yeah, see, this is cool.
Right. So you've got your and you can see your avatar here. This is really cool for the time to be able to see your character. You were able to create that character. See, this is all a pretty new concept for this time. Wizardry was another video game that heavily inspired the Elder Scrolls series, and you can see a lot of similarities. The difference is that in Wizardry, you controlled kind of a party, and it was turn-based, and this one was more action-based. But yeah, Daggerfall, huge game, kind of inspired by the Man in the Iron Mask and Vampire the Masquerade in terms of lore, and really started to flesh out the Elder Scrolls as people came to know it.
Yeah, because this one just really strikes me as like an Elder Scrolls. Like the first one, like you said, is just kind of this really strikes me as an Elder Scrolls kind of game.
Yep.
Because I've seen the newer ones. I've briefly played them, like you know people's houses and shit. But this really, if you told me this is the first one, I'd probably believe that.
Yeah.
Knowing nothing about Arena, this really seems like the true first one.
Yep. It was just like Arena, horribly, almost unplayably buggy at release.
You know, now that I'm looking at it, I've actually played this game.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. I beat this.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I beat this 25 times,
Which
actually.
Which path did you take?
I took the path of the righteous man.
Oh, that's not a path.
It is, Paul. You just don't know about it.
That's not a path through this game, TJ.
It is, Paul.
I chose Chaotic
It actually
evil.
Is.
Chaotic It actually is, Yeah, I went on the Stronghelm mission to retrieve the amulet from the power, a tower of power, something. I don't know.
In my research, I pulled a thing that says these early anomalies, talking about the bugs in the game that hurt the sales of this game as well. It says these early anomalies were fixed in later versions, and this experience led to a more prudent release schedule for future games. I don't know if I agree with that.
Rat has died. Rat
I don't know if I agree that they got better at releasing non-buggy games. Oh, shit, that's a thief. Run, bitch!
I can kill a sword.
Sword fuck him.
Man, that thief's gonna mess you up.
Sword fuck him.
You can see the AI is not super smart in these games.
Thief just died. Dude, I love old game AI, dude, where you get stuck on walls and shit, and you can just fucking, like, all the cheap ways you could fucking, be, you know, win the game, you know what I mean?
Yep.
I kind of like the gore pile, too. That's kind of cool.
So,
oh shit, dude, that thief was a
R.I.P. rat,
fucker.
Dude.
There's like heads on pikes and shit.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. Yeah, the game was great. It had a great atmosphere to it. And like I said, it was so huge that you had this idea that you could just never explore it.
So what was the, in your experience, like, so what did you play as a thief yourself? Or what?
In this one,
or could you play as a thief?
Like in this one, thieving is not necessary. I mean, I think there's a thievery skill, but it's not great. I didn't play as a thief. I usually did majory in Daggerfall.
Okay.
Going through as a mage, I always liked it. But yeah, you could have mage skills and combat skills. You know, it wasn't a super template based game, so you could kind of be whatever you wanted to be in it, which was new. So yeah, this one became a bigger hit, obviously, than Arena did, and kind of established the franchise. People were really thirsty for a new Elder Scrolls game. And there were two released that are kind of lost Elder Scrolls games, honestly. I've actually never played either of them. The first one is called Battlespire, and it was originally intended to be an expansion pack for Daggerfall. And if you... in fact, I didn't even pull gameplay for it because it looks exactly like Daggerfall. And it, instead of doing the big expansive world, focused on dungeon crawling. So instead of a big world to explore, you had a bunch of dungeons. People hated it.
Well, that sounds like the opposite of what people wanted with the series. I mean, like...
It took a giant expansive world and condensed it down to a bunch of dungeons.
That's like buying a mansion and living in a closet.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
I actually want to say that I've played Battlespire, and I think it's actually the finest and most underrated of the Elder Scrolls games.
But interesting fact, Battlespire had multiplayer, co-op, and deathmatch, and it's the only Elder Scrolls title until the Elder Scrolls Online to do so. So kind of
revolutionary. That's why I love it.
I mean, it was kind of that the idea of that, especially in a role-playing game, to have multiplayer and deathmatch capabilities. You could put your character against your friend's character.
So the first kind of like PvP taste of Elder Scrolls.
Yep. And really the only one until it became an MMO. And then the other one that was released that's kind of a lost game was Redguard. And this is a kind of third-person action game. So totally different. Takes place in the Elder Scrolls universe, and you play a Redguard who are basically the black people in the Elder Scrolls.
What?
Yeah, the black people are called Redguards.
That is so fucking offensive, Paul.
Whatever,
we
dude.
Apologize
you don't
on
know
behalf
how
of the show.
You don't know how POC
we apologize,
feel
Paul. We apologize for that insensitive. What? Wow.
So there's your character. Now, this game people hated, obviously.
They hated it because Hulk Hogan was in it.
Number one, it was nothing like any of the other games. It wasn't really RPG-based. It was more of a linear action game. And you couldn't create a character. Everybody got to play as the same dude. So this intro, skip a little ahead so they can see some gameplay.
So yet again...
I think they want to see this intro, Paul.
All right, well, we'll let them watch the fucking intro.
So basically, I think they want to see this classic intro.
Bethesda kind of just like... You really tell Bethesda did not have a set kind of like strategy for marketing and creation of these games. It's like these expansions they released are just nothing it's just very strange. You know what I mean? To have an RPG and then you're releasing a game like this. Yeah, like how is this Elder Scrolls?
Right.
The other games we saw, like you said, like Daggerfall, this isn't anything like that.
Right. So it's not a big, like there's one path through the game. It's a totally linear action game. It's just not Elder Scrolls. People hated it.
So do you know what Daggerfall sold as far as that? Were the sales higher than Arena? I'm guessing they must have
been. In the next one, I go over some sales. So okay. We can talk about at least what everything has sold up until that point.
Okay, gotcha.
But yeah, Redguard, nobody really liked it. But at the time that they were working on both of these, they had already started pre-production on the next full Elder Scrolls title, which was Elder Scrolls Morrowind. And is actually my favorite Elder Scrolls title.
That's the first one I ever had experience with.
So, yeah. Morrowind was an absolute, like, revelation in RPG gaming. It was the realization of what they wanted to do in Daggerfall, which was create this huge, expansive world populated with interesting NPCs and cool quests to do and have a non-linear path through the story. Let the character make choices. So in Morrowind, it takes place on the continent of Morrowind in Tamriel, where the Dark Elves are from. And you get to, you play a prisoner who's dropped off on Morrowind, who's released there, kind of banished to Morrowind. And you have to make your way. There are all these houses of Dark Elves. And initially, when they made Morrowind in true Bethesda faction, they kind of overstepped what they were capable of doing. There are five great houses, and they wanted you to be able to join any number of them. They wanted you to be able to pick from any of the five houses and have that be one of the paths through the game. But that proved to be a little too much for the technology at the time, a little too much game with all the other stuff. It covered the Isle of Vardenfell, So Vardenfell actually is the island that it's on, not Morrowind. My bad.
Fartenfell, what?
Varden, yeah, Fartenfell.
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 So in this game, you can join three of the five great houses.
It makes sense because the game comes across like a wet fart.
Whatever,
only,
TJ.
Only decent one so far has been the great
Redguard, dude.
Battlespire.
Battlespire, well, TJ's favorite.
I mean, Redguard is okay, but Battlespire is truly the masterpiece.
Really the pinnacle.
So, TJ, I'm sure you beat Morrowind as well.
Yeah, I played Morrowind. I was actually, you know, our dad, Scotty, you might remember, knew some people at Bethesda, and we got an early copy of Morrowind that had no glitches and had a lot more characters and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
And
cool.
So I played a better version than was actually released. And there was a lot of stuff in there they had to cut out because, you know...
Right. It was just too badass.
It was too awesome for right. audiences at the time. So I actually played a much better version of Morrowind than anyone else has ever played.
So Morrowind was also ported, and luckily for me it was, because at this time I couldn't afford a PC that would run Morrowind.
You poor piece of shit.
So I played it on Xbox, and so it was just a huge undertaking. The project took close to 100 man years to create.
Whoa.
Bethesda tripled their staff and spent the first year of development just developing the Elder Scrolls construction set, which they used to build the game.
Wow.
So the first year of Morrowind was spent building the tool they would use to build Morrowind.
So, I mean, that's really ambitious. What you're saying is that there wasn't some, like you know, like when you see a lot of games and they start up, it's like Havoc or like, the, you know what I mean? Like they have these different like engines, like Unreal Engine and shit.
Right.
So they basically had to build their entire engine from the ground up.
I think it was based on an engine. I don't know that, but yeah, they had to create their entire game from scratch.
That's
crazy.
But
it's a smart thing for them to do. The Elder Scrolls construction set released with the PC version of the game, allowing players to mod the game. Which was a almost brand new idea at the
time.
Well,
let's see. And people are still playing it to this day, right? Because of all the mods.
Yeah, possibly people still mod this show and play it.
So let's take a look
at
it.
Take a look at it. Yeah, the first one there is the original release.
The original release version here. I'm going to put it up on screen for y'all.
And you can see.
I mean, it's already a pretty tremendous
improvement
over the previous installments. I mean, obviously, technology had advanced.
But yeah, this is really starting to feel like.
One of the things about this game, and it's not all that impressive looking at it here, but the water effects in this game, I remember when I first saw them, they were the best I'd ever seen. A lot of people felt that way about this game.
Well, this is a way more immersive experience. The other games, I mean. You know how a lot of 90s games, like, they're really fun, but you really just feel like you're, like, playing a game. At the time you turn this on, this probably blows your mind.
Morrowind was the first game that where the ambition caught up with the, or the technology caught up with the ambition of Bethesda. They were able to craft this game and make this world that felt totally alive, populated with different NPCs and quests, just quest lines everywhere, hidden secrets, hidden dungeons... optional shit, just huge towns. It felt like a real place. By the end of this game, I felt like I knew the Isle of Vardenfell. I felt like I knew Morrowind. I knew the people of it. It was a great fucking game, man. It's hard to understand.
So let's take a look at, I don't know why it's, is it just done or is it just frozen? Whatever.
I think it might just be, this video might be a little fun.
Anyway, so here
take
is,
a look at the,
here's
modded.
A modded version from 2016.
So you can see already,
yeah, I mean, like, people have obviously added a bunch of, like, texture
the
packets
textures
and
have
shit.
Been completely reskinned. And, I mean, this, it probably even looks better today. This is a 2016 mod pack.
Yeah, so this is 2 years
mod.
Ago, so.
So, the reflections in the water, the draw distance is way longer, the detail on the trees. You know, it looks like a way more modern game. And there are people that still play Morrowind. I mean, the construction set made it a game with, like, almost unprecedented longevity. Think of, like, what's a 2002 game that people are still playing, especially a game like this? I can't think of one. And Morrowind was that.
Yeah,
so,
as far as RPGs are concerned, probably this.
So let's see. Worldwide sales of The Elder Scrolls III Morrowind reached almost 95,000 units by the end of June 2002 and rose to 200,000 copies by the end of September. By August 2005, the game had surpassed 4 million copies sold.
So the word of mouth was crazy. Like
absolutely.
So it's like the first month, it's kind of like the secret of like, yeah, like 95,000.
That's still a hit for them.
Yeah, but then with, like you said, like within like 4 or 5 months, it sold 4 million.
Well, no, but it released in 2002. By 2005.
Oh, 2005.
So it was you can see the
so steady sales, though.
Yeah, right? The steady sales, word of mouth, the mods made it infinitely replayable. You know, people started posting gameplay footage and you know, places early on. They started the early kind of Let's Play stuff. That all drove it. Let's see. Morrowind's computer version sold 300,000 copies. So a lot of those were Xbox versions as well. This is a cool little side quest, by the way. You just saw a dude drop out of the sky. And when you loot him, you find a spell on him. I can't remember what it's called, but it allows you to jump a super far fucking distance. Like, you fly literally halfway across the map. It's one of the coolest spells in the game. And a cool little side quest, a little random event that you get. Let's see. combined sales of all Elder Scrolls computer games released between those dates. So we're talking 2006 and the release of Arena. Had reached 990,000 units. So almost a million sold by the time that Morrowind released.
Cool.
I mean, Morrowind just blows that out of the water.
And then Morrowind eventually sells for... Now, there were two expansions to Morrowind. I think I pulled box art for them. No reason to pull...
Yeah, they're just expansions.
But they were really good. They added quite a bit. Tribunal was kind of an extension of the quest line. And there was Blood Moon, which actually explored werewolves. And you could become a werewolf and a vampire in Blood Moon. You could actually become a vampire in Morrowind.
And this is after ZeniMax had bought Bethesda, right? Because I'm starting to see ZeniMax appear on the box.
ZeniMax!
I'm not sure. But yeah, I think I don't think they bought Bethesda. I think that they just worked on these expansions with them. Bethesda didn't do both of the expansions. They kind of farmed them out to ZeniMax, maybe. Did ZeniMax buy Bethesda at some point?
Yeah, ZeniMax, I believe ZeniMax bought Bethesda in like 99, 2000. So.
That makes sense then.
I mean, that's probably how they had the budget to do this, because Bethesda didn't seem like you said, they sold 990,000
right
up until that point, and then something they come out with this game, which is like a total realization of the vision of what the creators of this franchise really wanted to do. I mean, like, you can see it back in 94, that kind of sets the tone, you know, and then we go up to fucking Morrowind, and it's like, it's night and day. I mean, just seeing the two releases, Daggerfall, then Morrowind, it's like, whoa, they finally did it.
Right. So, people had to wait 4 years for a new Elder Scrolls. And I'm telling you...
And they were sorely disappointed by this piece of shit.
People were fucking hungry for... Like, the fan base was rabid. After Morrowind, the Elder Scrolls was... It had arrived. You know what I mean? Gamers were fucking crazy over it. And in 2006, they released The Elder Scrolls Oblivion. This is my least favorite of the modern Elder Scrolls games and a lot of people's favorite. You want to put up a little gameplay while we talk?
Yeah. So I just want to point out like how much the quality of the game has just like deteriorated here, and it's really kind of sad to see, you know, a once great game series reduced to this.
They're clapping? I don't get it.
So right. Yeah, people were confused. No.
People were confused by that. But anyway, here's
yeah,
actual
put up
game
some play. Actual gameplay. So once again, a straight graphical improvement over Morrowind. So that's,
I mean, this city you're in looks like, I mean, like I said,
I honestly still think the best looking game was the Terminator game, the Terminator last game from 1990. You
yeah,
know?
This fucking giant castle we're looking at. I mean, was it 2006? Oblivion,
but is there out? Can you go into a supermarket and buy like a handy saw, you know, as a Terminator? I don't think you can do that.
I don't
in this.
Think you can.
Yeah. Wow. You know what?
So
you
I mean,
do,
like
right.
Really. I feel like this is clearly the inferior game to the Terminator DOS version from 1990 that they put out, you know?
So yeah, this one centers around something called the Oblivion Crisis, where these portals to the plane of Oblivion open up and all these demons come out, and you've got to try and save Tamriel from the demonic
super invasion. Original. Super original plot.
I don't like this game all that much. I mean, I like it for being an
Elder
Scrolls
in that case,
game.
I love it.
Yeah. It feels like after Morrowind, this game feels like generic medieval fantasy game. You know what I mean? It feels like a step back.
It's basically, you're just going to a Renaissance festival.
Yeah, I mean, it basically is. It's these and thous and hey, hail and well met, traveler. And that's really not Morrowind felt like.
The main storyline seems just super derivative. Like the sky portal opens up and you must close it.
Yeah, so you're tasked by Uriel Septim, who is the
what?
Uriel Septim. Yeah.
It sounds so...
Urethral fucking...
urethral septum, give it.
He's the emperor, and he dies, but
it's
right
a urethral
oh, you know
sponge,
what? I've
dude.
Seen gameplay that. Isn't it like...
Captain Picard played Uriel Septim in this
yeah,
game.
Yeah, you know what? I actually have... This is the only one I've actually played some of. I actually did play the beginning of this game, and then decided it sucked and stopped.
Well, it's not the greatest Elder Scrolls game, but it is well-loved, and once again, super moddable.
A lot of the chat says that Paul is a piece of shit for not liking this game.
Damn,
well, let me tell you what one of the main problems of this
game actually is. Love this game, guys.
Okay, fine.
Personally,
yeah,
guys,
yeah,
I
suck the chat's
what is one of your main problems with this game, Paul? Too good for you?
here's the problem. The at release, the NPC... characters in this game scaled with your character in terms of the loot that they had. So at the beginning of the game, they dropped dog shit, rusty swords, and rags. As you progressed, bandits would be decked out in full fucking glass armor, which is in-game armor, and glass weapons, and all the Daedric armor. Oh, all the shit you get at the end game to keep it fair, so that when you run into bandits everywhere, you know, it's always a challenge. And it ended up being bullshit. Obviously, you're in between towns, right? And this ragtag bag of bandits attacks you, and you kill them. And they're literally loaded down with loot that if you sold it, you'd have more money than you could spend in the game. It's retarded. It also caught some flack for its expansion pack, the first one at least, Knights of the Nine, which a lot of people said was just basically like you're paying to buy a horse, armor for your horse, and not very much content. So a lot of people complained about...
So you're basically saying, Paul's, it was just too hard for you.
Yeah.
Game is just too hard, too challenging.
So the classic DLC complaint, like, you're not
getting
enough...
I think this person playing is a piece of
shit
for killing
game.
These poor defenseless huskies,
you're just
man.
Getting a fucking skin,
they also
basically.
Did microtransactions.
Oh, no,
the horse
dude.
Armor that I talked about wasn't actually part of Knights of the Nine. It was a microtransaction that would let you put armor on your horse. And this was one of the first games to really dip into that well of, like, hey... Give us $3 and we'll give you some shit in the game, you know? And people hated it. People were like, fuck you, Bethesda. But the game was still an unqualified success, so they didn't hate it that much. On May 3rd, 2006, the Entertainment Software Rating Board in North America changed Oblivion's rating from T-teen to mature, citing game content not considered in the ASRB review, i.e. the presence in the PC version of the game of a locked-out art file that, if accessed by using an apparently unauthorized third-party tool, allowed the user to play the game with topless versions of the female.
Woo!
Whoa, man.
That's yeah. The best game ever,
titty
dude.
Titty Oblivion, dude.
Titty Oblivion!
In response to the new content, the ESRB conducted a review of Oblivion, showing its reviewers the content originally submitted by Bethesda, along with this newly disclosed content. And basically, so, you know, that was kind of a stumbling block for Oblivion because there was no nudity in the game. I think as a developer joke or something, they added it, or maybe they were going to use it at some point and decided against it. And then people were able to unpack the files and find it and make it playable in the game, which caused it to be rated fucking, you know, whatever it is, whatever their stupid rating is, mature.
It's
whatever that means.
It's rated RP for rape.
Oblivion also super moddable. Show them a modded Oblivion, TJ. I mean, this game really looks like a brand fucking new game when you mod it. So
holy shit, dude.
Just totally fucking reskinned and re-perspectived. It's just a beautiful game modded. And people still play the shit out of this. People have modded in their, you know, their own quest lines and shit.
I mean, looking at this, this is not far off what you see in games now.
I mean, it looks like Skyrim, honestly. It looks like, you know, the next game in the series. So, really, a lot of longevity to the game. That's really typical of the Elder Scrolls series. People just replay them. I didn't like this one, but other people do, so whatever. You know, I'm not going to shit on a game that's universally loved all night. But it's a little too medieval fantasy, a little too derivative for me.
Show the goddamn titty mods, yeah.
Yeah, let's see the titty mods.
Show them the titty
show
mods.
Show that shit, man.
We can probably show it. Go find some. I should have pulled
enough
one.
Enough gum flapping. Let's see the titties.
I don't think digital titties are going to get us in trouble, are they?
I don't know. You never know with YouTube.
Roll the dice, TJ.
Hold it, TJ. All
right. Let me see if I can
titties
find it.
Titties now! Titties now! Titties now!
Shut up.
I want, dude, I want Oblivion titties, TJ. Come on.
Fuck,
Yeah. Elder Scrolls Oblivion tits.
Just put topless.
No,
topless.
Tits.
Topless.
Dude, this looks pretty fucking cool right here, man.
Yeah. I mean, the mods are just fucking insane.
So I'm assuming this is like the...
This is the Oblivion Gate, yeah.
Yeah, this is the fucking entrance of the demons.
Don't
you fight like a dragon here or some shit? Or what do you fight here?
What's just like, demons and bullshit.
What's the main... Is there a main baddie in this game?
Yeah, I don't remember what his fucking name is. But yeah, there's a
main baddie. I know these games aren't really about like... I mean, yeah, you eventually do that. But I know that's not the thrust of these games. It's the, you know, the whole world and the immersive experience. But yeah, I was just kind of
I can't find nothing like that. You guys know that.
Well, you'll have to go get Oblivion and mod it yourselves. The game had shipped 1.7 million copies by April 10th, 2006. Sold over 3 million copies by January of the next year.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let's take a look at this Oblivion voice actor thing real quick.
Oh, yeah.
This is great. This is great.
So, yeah, we have to turn it up so they can hear it.
I just did it.
I call it for an old Zelda.
There's a...
They can't hear you.
You look like someone who's comfortable in heavy armor.
Good day. I heard that thieves broke into the Arcane University, the Imperial Legion compound, and the temple all on the same night. Wait a minute, let me do that one again. I heard that thieves broke into the Arcane University, the Imperial Legion compound, and the temple all on the same night.
What?
Take care.
So, they actually accidentally left in...
I'm gonna do that one again.
That's it, TJ.
I know. I just turned us back on, turned it off.
I didn't know they could hear us again. Yeah, so they accidentally left in a flubbed line.
That's so awesome, dude.
No, let me do that one again.
Let me do that one again. Let me do that one again.
That's great.
Let me do that one again.
So let me give you some sales figures. Some stales figures.
Because it is stale.
Stales figures.
At this point, series getting a little stale.
There was also another expansion pack outside of Knights of the Nine called the Shivering Isles, which was actually really good. Added a quest line that allowed you to go meet a Daedric Prince, which is these princes of the Oblivion world or whatever the fuck. They become very, very well. They're very important in all these Elder Scrolls games.
Oblivion-topia.
Daedra. So let's see. Let me find some sales figures here. Yep. So it sold over 3.5 million copies by November 2011. Electronic Entertainment Design and Research, a market research firm, estimates that the game has sold 9.5 million copies worldwide.
Jesus.
Up to this date. Reviewers praise the game for its impressive graphics, expansive game world, and schedule-driven NPCs. So, yeah, that was another thing. NPCs in this game had lives, and they would go about them. Certain times of the day, they went to work. They'd be home by a certain time. All kind of new stuff. So, on November 11th, 2011, so another long wait for people, they released Skyrim, which is...
Skyrim!
Like a total cultural phenomenon, still to this day. You want to put up a little gameplay so we can watch while we talk about it?
Show. Let's take a look at that.
So Skyrim was released on November 11, 2011 to widespread critical acclaim. It was awarded Game of the Year by IGN, Spike, and a bunch of others. The game's main story revolves around the player character who is prophesied to destroy the world.
Sweet.
The game is set 200 years after the events of Oblivion, so long period of time between games here. And the player completes quests and develops the character by improving skills. I think I read that wrong. Your character isn't going to... Revolves around the player character's quest to defeat Alduin the World Eater, a dragon who is prophesied to destroy the world. That's right.
It would have been way cooler if your character is prophesied to destroy the world.
I was reading that. I was like, yeah, man, like, I don't remember that.
Yeah, dude, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, like the fucking
idiot,
battle.
Paul.
Yeah, so this one, Skyrim is the one that really started the dragon battles. And they are pretty cool. They're a little, I don't know, easy in the unmodded game. A little lame, but whatever. We'll get to that. Let's see. It got some criticism, particularly for its numerous technical issues. I'm sounding like a broken record here at this point, but Bethesda likes to release buggy fucking games. And Skyrim is no different. It was buggy as fuck when it released. Totally unoptimized. But at least now we've got the internet, so patching was a thing back then, and eventually it got fixed.
I mean, it's the same thing with the Fallout series. I mean... Bethesda's always kind of put out games that are fucking buggy. I mean, even with Fallout 4, that was one of my major complaints with the game was it was buggy.
A lot of people complained, too, about the skill system in Skyrim. It's a little more restrictive. Oblivion had a class-based system, but it was malleable in that if you picked a thief class, you could also pick up magery skills and shit. You can do the same thing in Skyrim, but you have less skills to kind of spread around. You have less points. So... when you level up, you know, if you want to be a badass archer and you want to max out the whole archery tree, well, then you're going to suffer in what else you can do. You're not going to be able to do a whole lot more in magic.
Were you able to reallocate points?
Yes, there was a way. I don't know if it was modded in or added in later, but there was a way for you to go back and redo your character. But, you know, that being said, most people, you know, pick a play style and stick with it. And this one didn't really allow you to do that. Well, it did, but it was just way more restrictive, so people didn't like that. Let's see. The game continues the open world tradition of its predecessors. Yeah. There's, you know, what can you say about fucking Skyrim? Super moddable. Again, I pulled a modded Skyrim demo.
Yeah, let's see
how much better
it looks.
It's fucking insane.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this. This looks like a cutscene from a game or some shit. Just absolutely, like, almost photorealistic. All of this is, like, custom ENBs and textures and lighting.
This is a modded graphic showcase.
I mean,
showcase.
Just think about how far
this
series has come.
Gameplay,
when you consider this is, you know, 94 to what? And this is, like, a 2016 mod or something, 2017?
Yeah, this is a 2016 full mod. So it's actually probably gotten better since then. But this is one of the best.
Yeah, I mean, they literally have chickens just roaming around and shit. Dude.
I mean, all this extra stuff.
Listen to this from our chat. Skyrim was wide as an ocean, but deep as a puddle.
A lot of people did say, you know, Skyrim had less depth than Oblivion. I don't agree, honestly. You know, Skyrim has a lot of dungeon crawling in it, where Oblivion was more of a... I mean, there were dungeons in Oblivion, but there's a lot of dungeons in Skyrim. Optional side stuff, but I don't know. It felt just as immersive to me.
I mean, any gaming series that's this popular, has this many eyeballs on it, there's going to be critics of it. And naturally, going to be criticism. I mean, there has to be. There's going to be elements of the games that previous games had that you're not, that people, that some people loved. Like, I'm sure there's things in Oblivion that they did away with. So people were like, oh, fuck, I really love this part of the game, this element's in the game. So now that they did this, I don't like the game as much. I mean, I still enjoy it. Like you said, you didn't, I mean, so where did you come on Skyrim? Because you said,
I love Skyrim.
So Morrowind.
Morrowind is my favorite, absolutely.
Oblivion is
good. You know, it's a great game, but it's not a great Elder Scrolls game, in my opinion. I just don't like it.
Someone said, that is true. Skyrim was boring, and fuck you, Paul. You didn't even remember the main enemy of Oblivion's name. Skybaby.
I don't like Oblivion.
You didn't even remember the main villain's name, Paul. You don't even know.
I don't like Oblivion, dude. It's not my favorite Elder Scrolls game. Sorry.
It should be, Paul, because it's the best. It's the fucking best, Paul.
So Skyrim, like, we could talk a little bit now at this point about some of the things that make these games cool. The side quests that were established, a lot of them were established in Oblivion, honestly. You can join a thing called the Dark Brotherhood in The Elder Scrolls, and it's like the Assassin's Guild, basically. Which, you know, makes you have access to all these side quests where you get to go kill people in the game world. Really cool. You can join the Thieves Guild, the Fighters Guild, the Mages Guild, and your gameplay experience and quest lines and side quests are all going to be different based on what you choose. So it's another way to customize your character outside of its stats and your skills and your skill points. You get to decide what faction.
I mean, you almost have like a career at that point. It's like you're an assassin.
Yeah, and you can join multiples too. You can be in the Thieves Guild and finish that quest line, and then go discover the Assassin's Guild and become an assassin. The end quest for these quest lines was always some huge payoff. You know what I mean? Like you get like some badass armor that lets you sneak better, or you know, a badass dagger that gives, you know, more backstab damage or some shit. So it was always worth doing. Added a whole lot of replay value to the game and a whole lot of role-playing value too. I've always been a dude that likes to limit the characters that I make. You know what I mean? Like, be like, this dude is just a big fucking dumb guy with a big sledgehammer, and that's how he gets shit done. And this dude is a fucking mage, and he's smart, but he's weak as fuck. You know, The Elder Scrolls is really, like, one of the best gaming series to do that in. So, that's Skyrim.
What is it, though, Paul?
Oh, my God. Two pairs of sunglasses, dude. TJ.
Is it, Paul?
You've gone off the fucking rails with this one, TJ.
I don't think you even understand. Talk about the best Elder Scrolls, Paul.
What's the
talk
best
about the
Elder
best
Scrolls?
One? Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh, so why the is best. This series called Elder Scrolls?
The Elder Scrolls are like in the game. They're supposed to be like the history of Tamriel. It's past, present, and future.
Okay.
So the Elder Scrolls tell the story of the world, basically. And, you know, they feature in each game, but they're never central. It's just kind of the overarching name of the game.
I got you.
So the next game in the series is 2014's The Elder Scrolls Online. Search warrant.
Online!
Let's go over here and see if I can open a chest.
Look how good it is.
There's a potion.
Oh, there's a rat.
Look how fucking good it is, dude.
So, yeah, it looks great. It looks like an Elder Scrolls game. It plays kind of like an Elder Scrolls game, but really, at the heart of it, it's just a reskinned World of Warcraft game.
How dare you?
You know, a lot of people are playing it still. It recently, I think, went free-to-play, if I'm not mistaken, with microtransactions.
Knowing you, you probably are mistaken. dumb, Paul.
All you got to buy is the game now, and you can play it forever if you want. And if you want to buy this subscription model, you get extra shit. Really, you know, I don't have a lot to say about this game. I haven't played much of it. A certain individual loves it, so if that tells you anything.
What individual? I don't know who you're talking about.
A certain individual who gets involved in many, many
situations.
So a
lot of,
situations.
Like, raids and dungeon shit. So it's mainly more about is it more about the fighting aspect of the game? It looks like that's the focus of it.
It's grinding and questing and making a guild and fighting big bosses and getting together with players to do it. It's dumbed down as far as the advancement goes and as far as the combat goes.
I guess there's also some kind of card game or some bullshit.
Yeah, that is what we'll talk about next. This is the Elder Scrolls Legends, which, I mean, it's a card game. They're trying to cash in on the, I don't know if either of you guys have played it, but Hearthstone, which is Blizzard's tradable card game thing.
Yeah, I'm aware of it, yeah.
So everybody's trying to make these card games now, and I guess Bethesda decided to try and cash in on the Elder Scrolls franchise and do it. So each player or computer opponent starts with a deck between 50 and 70 cards. At the start of each battle, each player starts off with 3 cards drawn from that deck and 1 Magicka, which is used to deploy the card. So it's basically like Magic the Gathering. You've got mana. You've got cards that cost a certain amount of mana. You can only play, you know, that many cards a turn, and then you fight each other's cards, and whoever wins, wins. I don't know. It doesn't look all that interesting to me. It's got a lot of lore, I guess, from the Elder Scrolls universe, so if you're a big junkie for the lore, this might be kind of a fun game. but I don't know. Doesn't interest me at all.
Yeah, I don't understand why you'd make a computer or whatever the fuck this is for game where you're just playing a card game. Why don't you just make actual cards and stuff? I don't know. Seems kind of strange to me.
I mean, there are games like this that I really like playing. Like, Hearthstone is kind of a fun game.
No.
And it's reminiscent of playing Magic the Gathering, you know, but...
You're crazy, Paul. What but the I mean, fuck it, is...
As with any, you know, sort of card game, I mean, like, look, I think people... The appeal of games like this is that it's immersive and you can see the environments and, like... I mean, a lot of times, like, yeah, like, Magic the Gathering, it's your imagination. You're...
Right.
You know... And yeah, I think there's an element to it where it's fun and interesting if you're really into that kind of thing. But I think most people want to actually just see that.
Yeah, of
course. They want to experience that with all their senses.
They don't want to play a card game. So this game didn't do all that well. Not a critical success. Not a sales success.
Someone just said in the chat, they're like, lore? Really? Lol. Like, there's no lore to this. I could just tell. I don't know shit about it. And I could tell just from watching episode that there's lore behind this shit.
Yeah, that's something we can talk about. Starting with Morrowind, you could find books in the game. And they're literal readable books. Now, they're not as long as a normal book, but they're little bits of lore that are sprinkled out all throughout the game that tell the story of things that are going on that you don't get to see. And give you a little idea what kind of literature the people in the world are reading and what kind of, you know, histories they keep.
Kind of a taste of the culture of the world.
So anybody that says lore lol about this game, like this series of games, just doesn't know what they're fucking talking about. It's all lore. I mean, it's really one of those games.
Yeah, that's why you play a game like this.
If you're a junkie for that type of shit, if you like to consume every little scrap of extra shit in a game, there's no better game than this. You know, turn over
sign,
every
it
stone.
Says right here, sign up for beta now. I think you have to already be a beta to play this game.
Hey, beta cook.
So we have two more videos. I don't know. What the fuck is Elder Scrolls Blades?
So there are two Elder Scrolls games currently in development by Bethesda. One is Elder Scrolls Blades, which is an action role-playing game. So it looks like they're trying to maybe go back and do some more Redguard shit.
Oh. Because it was so successful the first
time. But unfortunately, the Elder Scrolls Blades is for a platform I like to call tablets. And it looks awful. Look at this shit.
Oh.
No, no, no.
Oh,
nope.
No. Mobile gaming, dude.
Nope. Blades features three main game modes: Abyss, Arena, and Town. Abyss offers a roguelike experience in which the player must attempt to get as far as possible in an endless dungeon. Arena is a player versus player multiplayer mode in which two players battle against each other. Town is the game's main mode, which is a hub area where the player can progress the story, receive quests, and meet NPCs.
I mean, Arena, that's almost like fucking... That's a kickback to the fucking first...
Well, they're obvious. Elder Scrolls they're probably doing a callback to it.
Yeah.
At least the idea of it.
I see this guy's reaction. Blah.
Yeah, it's just like, all right. Yeah, a mobile Elder Scrolls
game. I mean,
they
did this with Fallout, too. I mean, maybe not as immersive and as, you know, intense, but I don't know. I understand why they're doing it. It's just to stay competitive in the marketplace. But at the same time, it's just kind of like, we all know it's just going to be a fucking stripped down shitty version
of what
you like.
This is early footage. This is still in development. So it might change with time. But it looks pretty shit. And I won't be playing it because fuck mobile gaming.
I'm going to turn the volume on and play this trailer here, or this announcement teaser.
Yep.
I'm going to turn our mics off. So.
All right. Don't know where it takes place. There's rampant speculation about...
Well, that told me nothing.
Absolutely
anything.
Nothing. We don't even know what it's going to be called. So, you know, like Elder Scrolls Morrowind or Oblivion or Skyrim, they're just telling us not... It's just four.
This is fucking this is typical Bethesda marketing.
Oh, yeah.
It's just... It's drip marketing. It's like, hey, they just want the fans to know that this is going to happen.
Do you
have three fucking pairs of sunglasses now, TJ?
Yeah.
This was probably...
That's how cool I am, Scotty.
the most viewed and talked about demo at this year's E3, and it gave the least amount of info of any demo. You know what I mean? So like, this got the biggest buzz.
They could have just fucking had a black screen and then a fart sound effect, like, and then just said Elder Scrolls 6. People be like, yeah!
You're absolutely right about that. But I don't know. I can tell you where it isn't. It doesn't look like it's in Morrowind again. It doesn't look like it's in Skyrim again. So people are saying maybe the Somerset Isles or Black Marsh or elsewhere. I hope it's like Black Marsh or
I hope it's in
elsewhere.
Nevada.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is in Nevada.
I hope Elder it's Scrolls, in fucking Nevada. Nevada. Elder Scrolls Nevada.
But wherever it is, it's going to be the hugest game ever. When it's released, everybody but the Kirk brothers will play it.
You know what I want, Paul? I want a fucking Fallout, Skyrim. I'm not Skyrim, Elder Scrolls crossover, dude.
So you want to like fast forward 10,000 years or something to the Fallout universe?
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
Let's fucking have it, dude.
Let's do it. It's time. It's time for the crossover.
Dude, it'll happen. Watch. One day when Bethesda's starting to fucking really go downhill, they'll be like, crossover of both our biggest properties.
And that's about all I pulled. I did pull a little information about the Daedra, which are the demons, because they're my most favorite part of...
TJ, the intro, dude. What's wrong with you, TJ?
So in the game, the gods of the game are all kind of demon princes. And each of them has their own little kind of area that they're responsible of. A lot of the religious and villain stuff in the game is designed around a bastardized inversion of the Catholic Church. According to one of the guys, especially the guy that designed the quests and stuff for Oblivion. I was watching a big, long interview with him while I was prepping for this. And he was talking about I lost my train of thought. Jesus Christ.
He was talking about...
The Catholic Church. He was talking about how the lore in Morrowind. He asked the designers. He was working on the side quests and stuff. And he was like, you know, can I change this around? And they were like, yeah, go ahead. So he made the Dark Brotherhood quest.
No, they're not. Jesus Christ, goddamn, Paul.
What?
Someone in the chat said, no, they're not. Jesus Christ, goddamn, Paul.
Oh, well, they're fucking stupid.
They're not based on the Catholic
Church.
The Dark Brotherhood
quest line, as it appeared first in Oblivion, is based directly on an inversion of Catholic mythology.
Nah.
The Night Mother is Mary.
No.
Sithis is God and Jesus.
Wrong, Paul. Wrong again.
Yeah, what a bunch of, like, what a douche. Like, why are you reading all that shit? One of the great things about doing this show is that I don't have to look at that douchebaggy nonsense.
Well, I thought you might want to know.
Quit reading it.
I thought you might want to know you're being fact-checked right now, Paul.
Yeah, well, the fact-checkers are retards.
Every word you say is being scrutinized, Paul.
I'm being fact-checked by a bunch of specials. So, that's about all I pulled. That's about it. That's the Elder Scrolls.
So, TJ,
well, that sucks. We got fucking 45 more minutes to fill.
No, we don't.
45 more
so, TJ,
fucking minutes
you actually play.
Shit.
Obviously, you don't even want to talk about this, TJ. You don't take this seriously.
I don't know anything about it. What am I going to fucking say?
So, would
say?
You actually go and play these games? How about that, TJ?
Yeah, I'll play one. Which one?
Play Skyrim.
I'm going to play Skyrim. I don't know how I'm going to fucking have to do all them stupid mods and shit.
I'll help you. Help you mod Skyrim up.
You have to mod it for me.
I'll mod it for you. I know how to do it.
Hey, Pat.
Ashley's actually way better at it than me. I'll have her do it for you.
Have Ashley come down and mod me a version.
Hey, Paul, can you cook all the meat? Hey, pal, I want to play Skyrim. Can you just, like, mod everything for me?
But I'll tell you this, TJ.
Please, pal, mod Skyrim for me.
I installed a mod for Skyrim once that not only made all the women topless, but gave them totally absurdly huge boobs. Like, that expansion fetish or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Just, like, over-the-top, ground-dragging tits.
Whoa.
Oh, my God, dude.
You can all kinds of crazy
You can
shit.
Mod in, like, fucking in the game. You can have, like, pornographic bullshit.
Everybody can
be walking around with hard-ons.
I'm gonna play some Skyrim, and I'll put it on TJ Does Life or some shit.
Yeah, we'll mod it up.
I'm gonna do it, because I feel like my ignorance about the Elder Scrolls is... It's been too long. It's time to play Rim of the Sky, bitch.
I think you guys would like it, because you guys like, you know, you like
I'm
going to
play it, and it's
going to
be
like
the best
RPG
fucking... I'm
going
to be the best at it ever. It's going to be the greatest thing.
kind of character are you going to play?
I don't fucking know.
Well, you'd be like a fighter with big, heavy armor.
Yeah.
You know, you could be a mage.
Right.
All different schools of magery, too. So you could be like an illusion mage or like a destruction mage or a mystical mage.
Destruction mage.
Yeah, all right. You're going to be a Or you could be a thief.
Nah.
Like a sneaky dude that used bow and arrows and daggers.
No, I want to just walk in and blow shit up.
Yeah, then destruction mage is your shit.
Yes.
But you're going to get blown up, too, because mages are weak at the beginning of the game.
Well, whatever. I'm going to get my ass kicked no matter what because I suck. But it's
all
good.
What about you, Scotty? What kind of character would you play in these games?
Dude, I'm going to be the fucking warrior, dude. I'm going to be the fucking big-ass barbarian that goes in there and just fucking... No strategy, run into the room and fucking kill the baddies.
Big-ass two-handed axe or
some shit. Yeah, dude, just like... Because, I mean, I like that style because, you know, yeah, you do get the shit beat out of you and you die a lot if you get swarmed by enemies or something.
Yeah.
But you know what? You don't have to think. A lot of times you just run in the fucking dungeon and it's like, I'm going to run ahead and kill everything. And if I get my health gets too low, I'm going to run out, heal or get potions or whatever I need to do, run back in and fucking do it again.
That's definitely an option for sure in the game. So, yeah. Yep. I always play a thief. I always play, like, the sneaky type with the bow and arrow and the daggers and shit.
Quite fitting then, Paul?
Yes. A dirty sneak thief. But anyway, that's fucking Elder Scrolls.
In a nutshell.
Yep. Elder Scrolls in a nutshell.
From Arena to Skyrim to the upcoming Untitled.
Pretty cool to watch the development of the series. And I got to learn about those two games, Redguard and what was the other one?
It was Redguard and
fucking the two
Battlespire.
Yeah, Battlespire. I didn't even know those fucking games existed. All right, TJ.
Presented in glorious TJ.
Three fucking pairs of glasses.
How about four pairs?
I don't know. I don't have another one.
Weak. Here.
Here you go, dude.
Ow.
Ow! It's hard to catch things.
Well, it especially is when I can't see because I'm wearing these fucking shades.
Damn, TJ. That's fucking dope. You look like Master Yi.
She just fucking started a new style, dude.
Yeah, bitch. How about
shades you League wear? Of Legends players out there? It's
this
Master
is my
Yi.
New thing right here.
It's Master Yi.
Fuck y'all. Good night. Yee.
Good night and good luck.
Become patrons and all that other stuff.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.